Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does a man who is famous, how does he stay faithful to his wife and raise a healthy family? What kind of choices has he made? And where do these convictions come from? This is part two of a two-part special. Our guest has won several Grammy Awards. His recording career has spanned 40 years. His songs are known worldwide. His name, well, a household name. In a world of shooting star fame that vanishes as quickly as it mesmerizes, and short-lived romances that we read about in the tabloids and hear about on the news, where's the foundation of lasting hope, the foundation of growing love in the midst of and in spite of life's difficulties and challenges? It's about a meteoric rise, but there's so much more behind the scenes that will not only intrigue us, but enrich us about sustainability and healthy living. As usual, we pause at the beginning of the show, even for a moment, just to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. He loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. Your sins, my sins, our sins. He shed his blood on that cross and he was buried. And 3 days after he was buried, he rose again. And the living Christ, the living Jesus, calls people today to himself. And it is through faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work for you and for me that we can experience what it means to live the life and to fulfill the destiny that God has for us, that he intended for us long ago. And it's a marvelous thing to experience because it's real, it's authentic, it's in the everyday doings and living of life. James Ingram is a music icon, multiple Grammy Award winner, and back-to-back Oscar nominee. James inspires and touches the hearts of millions of listeners worldwide through his abundant gifts as a singer, performer, songwriter, composer, arranger, and producer. You can hear his voice on many, many famous songs of the past and the present, including Disney songs that you might have heard in some of those classic features. In 2009, James returned to his roots with the release of his first complete inspirational CD, the much-anticipated Stand in the Light, inspired by the plight of the Hurricane Katrina victims. Stand features new works and Yamo Be There, his legendary Grammy Award-winning 1983 collaboration with Michael McDonald, and is the natural advancement in a career grounded in faith, blessed with the influence and mentorship of some of the seminal forces in American music history, including Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, Donny Hathaway, and Stevie Wonder, and shaped and molded by Quincy Jones. James is here with his wife, Debbie, and their very close friends, Roy and Kathy Sakuma, whose ukulele festival has grown worldwide over the past 40 years. James had a feature part in this year's festival, as he does and has had in the years past. Roy, you know, his teaching, his production, writing, his speaking has influenced literally millions. I want you to join me. Join me now in this special moment with James and Debbie Ingram and Roy and Kathy Sakuma. James is here with his wife, Debbie, and their close friends, Roy and Kathy Sakuma, whose ukulele festival has grown worldwide over the past 40 years. His teaching, production, writing, and speaking has influenced millions. We start part two as James Ingram talks about the naming of the song Yamo Be There, the meaning of which impacts all of us today. Join me in this special moment with James and Debbie Ingram and Roy and Kathy Sakuma.
Michael McDonald came up with the chorus, but we didn't have the lyrics. And Quincy had a thing that was about, I'm going to be there, right? I'm going to be there. And then after a while, he said, you know what? I can hear them on the radio talking about, I'm going to be there. So then it went from, I'm going to be there, to I'm going to be there, right? And so I got up and looked around and found a dictionary. And I looked up Yahweh. And I told Quincy, I dare you to put a Y in front of the A-H. And went over and seen it on thing. Oh, man, God, you know, such and such. And then Michael seen it, you know what I'm saying? Yahweh. And that's how, because I didn't come in there with that. I didn't come up there when I had a chance. Because first it was going to be, I'm going to be there. You know, like, so, brother, if you luck someone low, reach out and call my name, and I'm going to be there. And then Quincy said, no, I can hear the DJs now talking about I'm going to be there. Went from that to I'm going to be there. And when they did that, I went on and said, hold on, and found a dictionary and looked up Yahweh. And I said, Quincy, I dare you to put a Y in front of the A-H. And he said, oh, man, my kids are studying Hebrew because he was married to Peggy Lipton, who was Jewish.
So it's actually God will be there.
Right. Heavenly God Father watching us fall. We take from each other and give nothing at all. Well, it's a doggone shame, but never too late for change. So if your luck run low, just reach out and call his name. His name, Yamo be there. And it goes all the way around the world. And see, like some of the countries we go into, like China, they scrutinize every lyric you got. You know, because it's too seductive or whatever, you can't write. And so if they was going to take it out of it, whatever, go ahead, take whatever out. Yeah, I thought they would take that out. Never. Never. Never took nothing out.
That's a gospel song that has gone everywhere. Wow. This is a fascinating story. Do you tell that story often about how that all came about?
Well, usually when people ask about it, because I don't feel like I'm trying to, you know, be somebody,
just,
you know.
How that evolved in just that, almost like a brief moment of time, so quick, and then look at the fire.
Well, yeah. What Quincy said to James in the beginning, because when the record was released, Warner Brothers thought that they got some reports back that James was this or James was that.
Because
religion,
of Yamo Be There.
Because of Yamo Be There. And he said, no. He said, this is what we're going to do. Because the grooves and the message were so great, he said, we're going to make this record like a bridge over troubled water. And when it becomes a hit, then you can say anything, but we're going to be smart on how we get. So when the record was released, it immediately just took off. It was just amazing. It took us around the world in 30 days. It was the most played record that year. That's how powerful the name of God is. I mean, in the things he do. And
James Ingram is talking about the way the song Yamo Be There came about. And really, it's talking about God will be there for you. In fact, let's just take it further. God is there with you right now. Do you acknowledge him? Are you aware? Are you willing to accept the fact that God knows you and loves you? He cares about everything that you're going through. I know sometimes we can get so caught up in our lives, and it's like we're just rolling down the hill, and the momentum is just taking us, and we react. We live lives of reaction instead of really reflecting on things. But here's a moment just to be pensive, just to sit and think. The fact that God is with you now, it's comforting, it's strengthening, it's encouraging. Right there. Yeah, you say, Danny, you have no idea where I'm at right now. I may not, but But God knows. Even in the midst of disappointment, discouragement, and in the decrepitness of sin, the Lord is there. He loves you and He knows you. When we come back, we're going to actually listen to the song Yamo Be There by James Ingram and Michael McDonald. You take a moment of evaluation, a brief reflection. When we come back from our break, we'll take some time to listen and take in what God has, and at the same time, trust in the working of the Holy Spirit to help recalibrate certain things. Maybe make it a prayer. Say, God, I want to entrust this problem to you. I want to entrust myself to you. I haven't done that in a long, long time. I want to surrender my life and my situation to you. When we come back, we'll hear Yam Will Be There from Michael McDonald and James Ingram. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He's the son of a deacon. This is James Ingram. He's one of six children. A self-taught musician, adept at piano, guitar, bass, drums, and the synthesizer. Well, today he makes his home in Los Angeles with Debbie, his wife of 39 years, and their six children. Debbie's father was a pastor. And like I said, James' dad, deacon, they knew each other when they were 5 and 7 years old. They literally grew up together. To find out more about James Ingram and his music, go to JamesIngramsMusic.com, JamesIngramsMusic.com. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And to find out more about our show, you might be tuning in right now and say, hey, I caught that last part. I want to hear more. I want to find out what other things you have on your radio program. What other things I could be encouraged by? Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've got all kinds of resources there for you and all kinds of different shows that'll connect with you somehow, some way. But more than that, go ahead and pass it on to a family member or friend. Don't keep the blessings only to yourself. Share the blessings of the Lord with those whom you love and those whom you care about. Before our break, we were listening to James Ingram tell the story of his famous song. It's a Grammy Award-winning song with Michael McDonald. 1983 is when it was released. It's a song called Yam Will Be There. We hear about it now as it really meaning God will be there. I want you to take a listen to it, and we'll come back with a few minutes of reflection, moments of reflection, and then more in part two of a special interview with James Ingram and his dear wife, Debbie. That's the Grammy Award-winning song, Yamo Be There, by James Ingram and Michael McDonald. 1983, what a special collaboration it is. I know it brought back memories for you as you heard that. But did you know? He's talking about God will be there. Well, as we continue in our interview with James and Debbie Ingram, part of what they explained is the importance of family and how they've stayed together. That and other deeper details, personal things that they share out of their lives. Listen.
We've talked about a lot of things here. I mean, a lot of experiences here today. But the main thing is that whether you wish you were the best musician or the next girl group or the next solo artist, it's all by the grace of God. It's all by the grace of God.
And in most churches that I know, they'll say, hallelujah, not knowing that they're calling on his name. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, how does God orchestrate things? Well, one of the ways we know is by hearing testimonies mm-hmm. of how he actually does it.
Yes.
And what an inspiration that is. I'm looking at Roy and Kathy and just the friendship that you have, the partnership that you have. And for you, James, the years when you had opportunities to, the icons of the industry. I mean, you had an opportunity there with Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, Donny Hathaway, Quincy Jones, and on and on. But in a moment, could you share just what lessons? What are some lessons that you learned from just being with them?
Well, I mean, I would hear some of their stories and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I would tell them my story, you know. But that's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we knew.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine some Quincy what they told you, what they learned, and what you told them about not seeing their kids grow up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Quincy was telling us about that, you know, they'd never seen, they really didn't see their kids grow up. And Kenny Rogers too, because they was, you know, running after the money. I said, oh, no problem. You know, that ain't gonna happen to me. I'm not gonna chase the money down and not be around with my family. That's not gonna happen.
Okay, so you had that. I mean, it's kind of like a theme. It's an undercurrent that we keep going back to. It's a spiritual awareness, a spiritual grounding. Yeah. Foundation that you had, both of you come, and then you come together as husband and wife, and you raise your family, and yet you're in what some people would consider, when it comes to marriages, a volatile industry because there's so much turnover in relationships. But you had this anchor, and even when Quincy and Kenny, Quincy Jones, Kenny Rogers tells you. You know, you have this fortitude. And with that, you know, what have you found over the years as a dad that has influenced, even though you have this big career going, what have you found as a father that has been most enduring?
Well, you know, we've always taken our children to church. We have Bible study at the house, so they know the Bible. We make sure they know the Bible, because Bible is basic information before leaving earth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very important. Out of all the stuff, we took all of our kids to private schools, you know, through, you know, my job and everything, and then to through college. And the baby, she's just now going to college right now. But they all have to be a part of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, with us.
We are the world. I mean, I have watched that. I can't even count how many times I've watched it and listened to it. And what was it like for you, James, being a part of that?
Well, it was overwhelming too, because, Michael Jackson, they wrote the song and all that stuff. But the thing was, I was with a lot of the biggest stars and stuff, man. And I had a chance to be in the whole room with that energy and everything. And it was just great. And then Quincy had me and Ray Charles to do some of the, we came back another day to do some of the ad-libs at the end. And that was a great thing.
Jonathan, about the two girls came in there, too.
Who's that?
The two girls from Africa.
Oh, yeah. Tell her, Debbie.
Oh. Well, you asked about that experience. When Quincy has selected all the artists together who would be a part of that, a lot of people may not remember or realize that was Harry Belafonte coming to Quincy, and at that time, Lionel's manager, I forget his, Ken Cregan, and he said, I want to do this. This is a need. It's overwhelming. And so when Quincy chose the artist, it was so difficult because no one knew the time. We knew the day that they were to show up, but no one knew it. And in the genius of Quincy, he pulled all of them together one night after the American Music Award while everybody was in town. And they met at A&M
Studios,
and across the top of the studio, it said, "Check your ego at the door." Hmm. They had a job to do. Now, I can't say each one of those artists or producers was profoundly... or knew God, but they were moved by him. And thank God that it doesn't take people to know him, that his will, in his sovereignty, in his will, it happens. Because he's in control anyway. So when
Michael Jackson had something to do with that too.
Well, Lionel and Michael Jackson wrote the song.
Yeah.
And then so by the time they pulled together and everybody had their egos checked at the door and they came together, what I was trying to remind James of was when they were in there that night, it wasn't a dry eye in there. And then at the end of the session, or I don't know if it was the end or the middle, honey, you have to tell me, but there was two girls from Africa that came in and tried to express themselves. When they began to cry, they cried rivers of tears, and everybody else in the room just broke
walked
down.
Away from the mic and just teared down, man, because it was just overwhelming.
Yes.
Overwhelming.
A moment with James and Debbie Ingram, and talking about that classic song, We Are the World. Well, we'll have that for you. I mean, now you get kind of an inside scoop of what actually happened and how it all came together, at least from the vantage point of James Ingram, who played a very significant role in that historic moment. $250 million were raised with that song at that time, when AIDS relief, AIDS research, it was such a huge thing in the 80s that had impacted so many lives. They responded to it. You know, since then, there's been a re-release after a recent disaster, a new release, a 25-year anniversary. But when we come back, we'll play the actual song for you and have a few moments of reflection and talk story with James and Debbie Ingram. So stay with us, because we're coming to a place in life where we're intersecting how God relates with people. I know as you listen, you may relate with the music, relate with the songs, relate with James Ingram. But did you know that the Lord brought James Ingram, his wife Debbie, into studio with us to connect you with the Lord Jesus Christ himself, because God loves you and he wants you to have a relationship with him and him with you. When we come back, we'll have more. So stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
James Ingram was part of a historic moment when the who's who of the recording industry got together to sing a song written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie. It was a song called We Are the World. And it was a video. You actually saw them actually recording it. Well, James tells his story, his vantage point of what it was like for that incredible collaboration to take place. We're going to listen to that. But you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show right now. I'm Danny Yamashiro. We've got James Ingram, his wife Debbie, in studio with us. This is actually part two of a two-part special. And take a moment. Listen now. If you want to find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Got resources there for you. And to find out more about James Ingram, his career, his latest releases, JamesIngramsMusic.com. That's JamesIngramsMusic.com. Now, listen to that great song, We Are the World.
Somewhere we'll soon make a change. straightening family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Wait.
Can you recognize some of these names like Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie, Paul Simon, Stevie Wonder, Steve Perry, Cyndi Lauper? There was Tina Turner, you would have heard her, Diana Ross, Willie Nelson, Al Jarreau, Bruce Springsteen, The Boss, Huey Lewis, Bob Dylan, Dionne Warwick, Ray Charles, and so much more in that chorus of stars that we're singing. Well, the Good Life Hawaii radio show, what we do here is we want to connect you with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have in studio James Ingram and Debbie Ingram. James was there. He sung. You could hear his voice there. And they're talking about the kind of impact that God has had on their life. So listen in on our time together with them.
They cried rivers of tears, and everybody else in the room just broke
walked
down.
Away from the mic and just tear it down, man, because it was just overwhelming.
Yes.
Overwhelming.
Well, We Are the World raised what? Over $100
million,
right?
Over $100
million. Over $100
million. Yeah.
We talk about suffering. I mean, there's... Whenever you live, you know, whenever God causes you to be conceived and then you're born, you live and you see pain. Mm-hmm. You see suffering. Isn't that, in one huge aspect, the story of humanity is that we suffer. What would you say, or how would you say the Lord has helped you maybe through some trying times in life?
How would he
how has he helped
every
you?
Every day, when you lay down, when you get up. Marriage, when the new stuff is, when the honeymoon is over with, you still have to learn how to live. And when you know the Word of God and he teaches us perspective and teaches us our place, then it's easier. It's not that we don't have the hardships. It's that not that we don't lose family and parents along the way and have those suffering. But I believe as long as I'm alive that he is sovereign and that every good and perfect gift comes from him above. And all the other things, we have to accept that he knows exactly what he's doing. It's faith. We live by faith. James coming to Los Angeles, California was by faith.
And my father, like I said, he had up on the wall, faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, but the evidence of things that are unseen. So, son, faith in God and confidence in yourself, there's nothing you couldn't do. So I was brainwashed with that. That scripture was always in my head as a small child, all the way up to here.
And if you knew his father, he was a stern man and confirmed, and he loved God. So you would understand why James had his convictions too. So when you look back on it, you say, God took these two people from a small town in Ohio and brought them into a place where I'd like to feel and say that we never forgot where we came from. We understood the importance of his word and scripture. That doesn't mean you don't fall. But that just means that you get up.
Getting up when faced with challenges. You know, today people listen, as they're listening to this show, they're facing some challenges. James, Debbie, Roy, Kathy. And you know what? They don't know what to do because they've tried everything they know how to do. You know, so it's beyond what their capacity has. You've lived life. You've been through your share of challenges. People go through challenges beyond what, quite often, what other people might not even realize. But what would you say to someone right now who's facing a really tough time?
Well, God is our Father. Get on your knees and pray to your Father. So, I mean, you know, that's what I would just say in terms of, you know, religion or anything. I said, that's your Father. God is your father. Get on your knees and talk to him and ask him. He already knows anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But act that. It, you know, start getting into the scriptures. Get in a Bible-based church or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? The Bible is a testimony. You know, it's a testament. The old and the new. But without this, you're lost. I don't care how smart you are, how much money you have. I've been around all of them. So that's what I would say. And Debbie said, well, no, don't say dirr.
That's a word, you know. If it wasn't a word, you just made it up, and it makes sense to me and to our listeners. What would you say, Debbie? Someone facing a really rough time right now.
I would say to reach out to people. Don't think that you are alone, that you're the only one that goes through what you go through, whether it's a brokenhearted, whether it's a mother who wants a child who can't have a child, whether it's one who has lost it. There's been someone who is going through what you have gone through. Reach out, talk to somebody. I know that we have Bible study every Thursday night in our offices, and when we have Bible studies and we pray over people, we're reminded in the Word to be humble and gentle so that other people will begin to see and say, well, what is it in your life that brings you peace? Because for us, that's what God brings us, is the peace of God. That no matter what happens, is it easy? Absolutely, it's not easy. But find someone, talk to someone. There's many churches, as James has said, that are there for people on the phone. It may be a friend, you know, but eventually I believe that we go through things because it sends us back around. He can't use us until we're broken. Once we're broken, then he fills us up and he sends us out. I think that the mission work is done through us. He's our creator. Make no mistake about it. And he made us relational beings, so we have to relate.
Tell her about the mission.
So, in the scriptures it says true religion is taking care of widows and orphans. So, thank God that phone still rings. I love his fans. I'm so thankful that phone after 32 years rings around the world. I love that about God, his faithfulness. I think that's the single most thing I love about him, is his faithfulness and his promise. In Romans 8, if you're truly discouraged, get a Bible and read just Romans 8. Every promise that God has promised us, he is faithful to it. And that's what I would tell them.
You mentioned Hebrews 11:1 several times in our time together here. You've certainly lived out a life of faith, continue to do so. James, I mean, we're talking decades now, and you're producing, you're traveling, you're performing. Where do you find that motivation to keep going?
The mere fact that he wakes me up every day. That is. When that stop, I'll stop.
I guess that would be his way of saying that it's finished, right?
Yeah.
Well, we all will face that at some point in our life. The thing is, we all have an appointment. We don't necessarily know when it is.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about terminal illnesses. Someone has a terminal illness, but in a very real way, we are all terminal.
Yeah.
Now, legacy. What legacy would you, James Ingram, like to leave?
Well, that the people that know me, they know that Jesus Christ died for me. And that's my thing, whatever you want to call that. And so through all that with the Bible, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is basic information before leaving or if you're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible.
How about you, Debbie?
I too think that the greatest legacy that anyone can live is one that people feel your conviction and love, because it's through our words and the way we walk the walk that we draw other people in. I think our greatest legacy, I asked my daughter one day, I said, if what would you say if some if a person walked up to you and said, tell me about your mother and father? She said, oh, let me tell you. My parents love God and they know the word of God. I said, stop. That's it. I don't need anything else. You know, that's the greatest legacy, that not only my children, all the children, anybody that comes within our distance and circle. And it's not to be, I mean, we've all, I mean, maybe not all of us, but when I think about God loved them and blessed them, the people and the experiences, like in Colorado, a 6-year-old, 20 years old, and they not, you have no idea. Life is so fragile. But if you want to walk life at its fullest, get into a Bible-based church or a Bible study and learn who Jesus is. Walk the walk, because he don't say I am one of the ways. He said I am the way. And if I'm not, then go do what you're going to do. And see, something to me that bold, and to say how I'm going to fulfill my promises, it doesn't mean that you're never going to hurt, it doesn't mean that you're never going to fall, but as long as I'm with you, I will never leave you. There's not another promise on the planet that somebody can tell me. So by me being raised in that and raising my children in that, and anybody that knows me and James know how serious we are about the word of God, that's the type of legacy I want to leave.
Hmm.
You know, because I take God seriously and I take him at his promises. And may we never be ashamed of the things he has us to do or say. That's my prayer every morning when he wakes me up. Lord, help me today. You've already designed it. May I walk the walk. And may you never have to be ashamed of me. So I would say that.
And I like to say this. You know, going around the world, we travel. Most of our, at least 98% of our travels are out of the country. We've been in Islamic countries and all this stuff, and they want to, you know, different countries, they want to go through your songs to make sure they're not too sexual or anything, right?
Like China.
Nobody has stopped us from doing Yamo Be There, because I always close my show with Yamo Be There.
That's the closing song?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And nobody has taken it off. You know what I'm saying?
We recently did Cape Town, and when you see 30,000 people singing Yamo Be There, you just begin to cry. And they know what they're singing. It's so beautiful. It's so magical. It is so amazing around the world to see them, to sing those, to have for God to bless my husband with a career where there have been truly real songs. It's like one day we were in the airport and Lionel said, James, you know why we going to work forever? And James said, yeah, man, why? He said, because we have forever music. And forever music can only come from a forever God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes. James, Debbie, I'm wondering if you could do this, because I think it'll mean something profound. And not only the meaning of it, but the working out of it, because, you know, when we do it, God moves. And I'm talking about prayer. We talk about people struggling. We talk about We Are the World, you know, raising $100 million. We talked about things like, well, you mentioned Colorado, it's a senseless massacre that just snuffs people out just like that. It's hard to describe. well, people are going through their own sort of, sometimes people feel themselves that they're losing it. And but to be able to say, wow, James Ingram said a prayer for me today. Debbie Ingram said a prayer. James, I'm wondering, somebody today is just facing a really rough time, like we talked. Can you say a prayer? And then, Debbie, you have a certain sensitivity too, as a wife and mother, and the Spirit of God is here, leading us, moving in our time. But James, could you lead off in a prayer, and then we'll just have you, Debbie, pray also.
Okay. Father, in the name of Yahshua, bless the planet and a lot of things that people are going through. In the name of your son, Yahshua, bless them, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, you are so good to us. Thank you for the little things. Thank you for the major things. Thank you for being here today with Roy and Kathy and Danny. Thank you for giving us them to us. Thank you, Father. We don't know how you work, what you work, but thank you. You are our mother. You are our father. You are as close to us as the breath and blood that is in our bodies. We ask you to lift up today all those souls who are hurting emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, Father, and to bring them in. Send them someone, Father. Send them someone soon that they might know your greatness and your goodness and your glory. That somebody prayed for them that they may receive an angel to tell them you're not the only one. If you want to start hurting and you want to start living, come to Yahshua. Come to him. Come to you, Father. Come to him because he died on the cross for us and he bore our sins that we may be able to come to you freely, willingly submit. We have to submit to you, Father, willingly. We ask you to bless them, Father, and lift them up. Mm-hmm. In your name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen in and be inspired here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. If you want to be a part of our financial support team, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org to partner with us. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, James and Debbie Ingram. More information at jamesingramsmusic.com. And also Roy and Kathy Sakuma, who sat in studio with us. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.